You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Ah, come on.
We out here.
It's a Cool Kids episode. You clicked on it. You know what's about to happen. We're about to yell in your ear, on your eyes.
Okay.
Alexis is really getting into this on your eyes thing, bro.
I said it by mistake once, and if I keep saying it, it no longer is a mistake.
Just coming up with a new slang thing. They're going to be using it in hip-hop tracks soon.
Sorry. Wow, Grandpa.
On the new Bad Bunny album, you should have heard, it's on your eyes. Sudos ojos.
En los ojos, bro.
Okay.
Arriba de los ojos.
There's like that weird...
Or encima de los ojos.
There's that weird... Do you remember that? Do you ever watch Family Guy? I don't know if you ever watched Family Guy.
A couple of times.
There was a funny cutaway thing of...
That's their whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the show. But
they just say something stupid. It's like, oh, this is like that time I fought that chicken. And then insert a 7-minute bit about this guy fighting a chicken.
That's it. But at the time, it was like transformational. Nobody ever thought you could do that.
Yeah. No one ever thought we should just cut away to this thing we mentioned.
But there was the one of... what was the show with Gary Coleman? What was the show he was on? The
bro, you know.
Who is Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman, the little person.
Yeah, okay. I was like, don't.
We said something different in the past.
Yeah.
Why am I forgetting?
He was on a show. What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Willis?
Well, I don't know the show though.
The show. I forgot the name of the show.
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. There it is. Different Strokes.
I'd be Googling like sitcoms.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of the cutaways.
He Googled sitcoms for old people.
One of the cutaways was of Gary Coleman. He was talking to like the dad figure or whatever. They adopted them or something like that. And he was like,
yeah, it was a rich guy.
It was a rich guy.
And he was like, kids from like a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. And he was like, I think he wanted his like bike back. And the cutaway was like, all you got to do is scream into my ass to get the bike back.
The dad said that to the kid.
It was such a ridiculous thing. But yeah, I mean, the Family Guy, the king of cutaways. Anyway, what's good, everybody?
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
That's the stupidest Christian dancing in a thong. No, I was there. Hopefully we filmed something afterwards.
Editors, get on it.
Hopefully we filmed something afterwards.
We have like a great fan animator to have me dancing in a thong. This is your opportunity.
Someone already has that Photoshop. Some fan already has
it. Do what you got to do, okay?
You just have to animate. You just got to move the butt a little bit.
I'm cool with it. I got no problem.
If anything, I think we're all interested in it.
I want to see what I would look like dancing in a thong.
Oh, like you don't know.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right, I just got to set up a camera.
Yeah, liar.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yeah, and I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Let's go. I mean, yeah, we're all, you know, consuming Bad Bunny's new album, Drake's new album.
Yeah, for all my dogs.
Okay. All right. His son drew the cover art.
His son also just released his first track. I'm over it.
That's crazy, bro. Why do they have like a 5-year-old releasing rap albums?
This is ridiculous.
Okay.
You're taking this whole "we know you have a kid" thing too far.
Maybe take him back. We don't need to know that much.
We don't
about
need
him.
This kid to be a part of our entire lives anymore.
Well, I'm glad I have a son so I can you know, throw him at the
problem. Wait till Mateo starts a podcast about soccer in 4 years. Win the World Cup. Hey, actually, that's pretty sweet.
All right. No, we got a marketing campaign. He is part of the Cooligans business model.
Oh, listen, if you think we're not going to be stage dads, you don't know anything.
But we have a lot to go over today. Obviously, NWSL Decision Day, U.S. Men's National Team.
Which, before we talk about all that, NWSL Decision Day leads us to Christian and I are on very little sleep right
now. Very little sleep, yes, because we went to the game, the Gotham FC match against Kansas City Current at Rebel Arena.
And we said, wow, this was exhilarating. Now, where's the after party?
Right, but it was a awesome thing. We got to spend time watching the game in a suite with the friends and family.
It was so cool.
It was really, really dope. So the Krieger family. It was part of the Krieger family. I don't know what to tell you.
There was somebody was like, how do you know Allie? And that's when I had to come up with an excuse, like an answer
for
that.
The truth feels so not real that we have to lie about.
It's so odd. To be like, well, we were at a coach's convention and her handler said she was too busy, but then we made her laugh a lot. And now she's cool with us.
And then she did our show and now we're friends. It doesn't really make much sense, but that's
very
what happened.
It's very difficult to answer that, especially when her mother's like, I know who you are. Why? How do you know my daughter? it was very cool.
So we have a lot to go over. Also, be on the lookout. We're going to be talking to Jake Barford, exceptional
B-Ford Lancer on
B-Ford
YouTube,
Lancer,
yo.
YouTuber.
1.6 million subscribers.
My man
help us out a little bit, huh?
It'll take like 20K, bro.
Give us 20, 30,000 of those 1.6. You don't need them all.
Would you really miss if you had 1.5? Would you really miss it?
Hey, bro, if you're in this episode because you like B-Ford Lancer, subscribe to our show. What are you doing? Okay. Hit the button.
So, in fact, you know what? If you're a B-Ford Lancer fan, we're going to unpack some EAFC.
The B-Ford Lancelots. Hit the subscribe button on the Cooligan.
Come on.
Okay. So he's going to be joining us in a little bit. And be on the lookout on YouTube as well, because we're going to be playing some FIFA with him as well. So that'll be really, really dope. Let's get to it, right? We went to Gotham FC against Kansas City Current.
Well, NWSL's season, I think it was like everyone except Kansas City Current had a shot at making the playoffs.
Pretty much, yeah.
And Gotham needed a win, and they're in. And who are they playing? Kansas City Current.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one should be easy.
It should be a breeze. As long as the Kansas City Current, they're not out here to spoil.
They got nothing to play for. In fact, this is a true story. Saw some of the players taking Ubers after the game because their season was done. And I'm sure some of them are from the New York, New Jersey area, and they're like, well, I'm not going back to Kansas City. I'm here. I'm just going to hop an Uber home.
They're not even going to go to the end of season meeting.
No.
They're just like, no.
I'm going to zoom in from my mom's house.
Now you can keep this stuff in my locker, bro.
All right. Why can't soccer players do remote work?
Yeah.
Why is this back to the office mandates? I hate this.
What you going to tell me? The season was bad? No, we didn't make the playoffs. I'm going to do that while eating Taylor Ham in my mom's house. From a good bagel.
Exactly.
You know?
All right.
So that kind of gives you some context. So you couldn't have asked for an easier opponent if you're Gotham FC. Gotham found a way to draw 2-2.
Yeah.
It was a tough one. Own goal as well.
Yeah. They were up 2-0. And
cruising.
It felt like Gotham have had a tough time scoring goals the last couple weeks. So up 2-0, you're like, all right.
My suggestion would be to take, the bucket on your team, Lynn Williams, and not have her deep in the midfield. But that's just me. I'm not a coach.
Right. I mean, look, this is the interesting thing. I was having this conversation with someone that way. I don't think you were here. Just about the parity in NWSL.
It's with Kavincho on Thursday.
Right. So the plan. And
how did you not know it wasn't me? I wasn't screaming. Oh my fucking God!
Okay, we always got.
That's not the sound I make.
But there is the focus in NWSL is parity over like say the Women's Super League in England, which is like you still have Chelsea super team.
They're like, yeah, we want parity between the top two teams. Right. And then the rest of y'all fight it out for them crumbs.
This is kind of the issue in NWSL where you really don't know on any given day who's going to win a game.
Well, this is a problem. And actually, this is probably an overall conversation we should probably have about NWSL maybe towards the end of the season or after the season's done.
Uh-huh.
But the way they achieve such parity is by saying everyone got a couple good players.
Uh-huh.
And then the median quality of the player is a significant drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Typically that shows itself when there's an injury and depth is needed.
Right, right.
And thus we come to where Gotham is right now.
Right.
Which is
lots of injuries. Zaboni injured, Tore ACL.
Christy Mewis injured. Yeah.
Their goalkeeper Abby Smith injured. So a lot of players that are definitely really important.
Right. Players playing out of position.
Ali Long
also injured. Yeah. A lot of playmakers in the middle. But Yasmin Ryan with an absolute incredible goal.
What a goal.
First goal of her career.
Get out of here.
Is that crazy?
I didn't realize.
Is that feels like it's wrong.
That was a banger.
I'm looking this up now. You just stop talking.
Now I got to look this up.
No, I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
I know, but you just like stop talking.
let's look. That's it. No talking until we confirm.
Yeah. I was like, please don't do that.
What do we have?
I'm wrong.
You are wrong. Okay. No, she had three.
First goal of her Gotham career.
All right. We clarify.
Okay.
But this was
which also feels like wrong because she was balling at the beginning of the season, but it was just like her helping teammates.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But the fact that Ali Krieger also probably had one of the best games of her career.
That goal line clearance was
the game where they are honoring her career. She has one of the best games she's ever had.
She honored her own career. She was like, I got this.
But she had to do a lot of work, right? There were a lot of kind of defensive.
There was a moment where I thought she would also make a game-winning assist. Because that's how hard she was working.
Right, right. This is also a thing. We know Ali well, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It was like seeing
her. Like, she is a single mother of two children. Right. Why are you making her work so hard?
There's a lot going on in her life right now.
Why are you making her work so hard on her last day at the job, man?
I think because she is, and to anyone who's ever met Ali Krieger or you even listened to her on our show.
Obviously we're fans.
Yeah, shout out to
her. We're both wearing a shirt. You see it behind me. Can you switch the ISO real quick?
Yeah, I got you.
Wagata.
There it is. But there is something because I think we've, spoken to her and met her often enough and had conversations with her. That she's just like, oh, that's Ali. That's the homie Ali Krieger.
That's
like,
a homie Ali Krieger.
And then you
But Donna noticed this.
What?
She's like, it's the first time she's
your,
ever
your
seen...
Your wife, by the way, Donna.
Yes, my wife. Donna is not this random person. But Donna's met her now two times in person, and this was the first time she saw her play. So the first time she's seen her on the pitch, and she goes, wow, Allie's a little different out there. I'm like, yeah, because you know this sweet, uber-athletic woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the pitch, she is a drill sergeant, not a chill sergeant.
We got him.
Damn.
Don't forget, chill sergeant, everybody.
She's a chill sergeant in the sheets, drill sergeant in the streets. And by sheets, I just mean the team sheet.
The clean sheet.
The clean sheet.
There you go.
I should have swapped it then. She's a drill sergeant. She is absolutely, like, at one point, somebody, like, slid and she, like, moved out of the way. And she was like, get up and get out. And Donna was like, oh, my God.
But that's the thing is that
Allie's yelling at people.
Ali Krieger is having one of the best seasons of her career. I just saw, I think Meg Linehan put up her defensive stats of, like, 1v1 and player. I think the average 1v1 kind of possession for or defensive stat for any defender is like the player with the ball will get around the defender about 28% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
For Ali Krieger, it's at like 6.8% of the time.
Bro.
So she is
Stonewall.
Stonewall. So everybody's like, yo, Ali, why are you hanging up the boots now? Yeah. This is crazy.
Bro, you just showed us what you got.
So
but this goes to show just how incredible, like, not just because defensively it's not just about the shape you're in, even though she's clearly in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
She's clearly like been working in the gym. She's like healthy.
Yeah.
You could see how comfortable she is when she's playing. but also just like the mindset of a defender, like the wisdom you need to have with the experience. She's got all that. So she stood out to me in the game, obviously player of the match, regardless of whether this was like a testimonial or a final match or an award ceremony for her whatsoever. Absolutely stood out.
I was sitting next to Heather O'Reilly and Heather O'Reilly was telling
former Arsenal.
She was telling everyone in the section. She was like, everybody, let's start a one more year chant.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, which would have just shown, like, you know, Allie Krieger giving the finger to her friends, her friends and family.
So that was really funny. Impressive of Gotham to hold on, because Kansas City in that second half, I think, were a totally different team. They played really, really well. We were all just looking at the standings of the table. NWSL Decision Day, all the matches were going on at the same time.
A lot of stress with that Orlando game.
The Orlando game.
Scored two more goals.
Fat Mob only shows the, it goes to 90 minutes and doesn't tell you how much stoppage time there is. So we're after the Gotham game ended, it felt like the Orlando Pride game had 45 minutes of
three quarters. Three halves. Is that what you're gonna do?
And then also, we can talk about a little bit about some of the other matches, because the Washington Spirit game was really controversial. But did you see the Trinity Rodman?
That's not that controversial.
I mean, the controversial in it was a talking point. Some people were like, it was an accident.
No,
she shouldn't have gotten a red. But Trinity Rodman.
Here's the most shocking part of it. The most controversial part of it is, I believe it was, Sinead
Fairley?
Sinead Fairley, was that who was the Denise O'Sullivan? The woman who was
stepped on. Okay.
So Trinity Rodman literally plants her entire foot on this woman's ankle. Denise O'Sullivan, her foot bends the wrong way and slides. You heard what I just said, right?
Yeah, no, it's a bad, it's a,
and
it doesn't
Denise
look
Sullivan
great.
Immediately stands up and goes, ref, did you see that?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
not even, she
how
was,
do you not feel pain? not even a little bit of pain.
No, what we're used to, and definitely in men's soccer, is you get a challenge like that, your ankle completely collapsed in.
You're rolling.
On the ground. You're Neymar times
if
1,000.
If your cousin did it to you playing in the living room, your families would separate and leave. Your cousin and his family would leave the house. That's how that works. This woman stood up and was like, hey.
Immediately, like, yo, hey. My leg is floppy, bro.
Bro, the ghost of my ankle just floated away.
Did you see that?
I was like, how are you not feeling this insane amount of pain right now?
Yeah, it was just such a, I mean, and look, it clearly was an accident. I mean, it was just like
it's a reckless.
Deserved red. But Trinity Rodman was crying afterwards. She was devastated.
Yeah.
It was just like one of those things. You know,
her intent wasn't to harm anyone.
Not
but
at all. Just like her
foul was committed. What you gonna do?
Her foot landed where the player's leg was. and that's not good enough.
You sound like the worst lawyer, Your Honor. His face intercepted a swing of a hand.
Okay. You know?
Gotta use that passive voice. Very important when signing blame.
Look, Your Honor, you may have heard this before if you're from New York. She was just walking here.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, leg came out of nowhere.
If anything, we should blame the leg for surprising the studs.
How dare she?
You know? Frankly, this woman felt no pain, so I don't understand.
Why are we even here, Your Honor?
Yeah. In fact, there's no way to prove or disprove that she was stepped on. Simply by her reaction, as if nothing had happened. Frankly, I feel more pain when I crack my ankle in the morning.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. I could not believe shocking. Look, we're looking at it now, and VAR getting involved. But like, once you see the shot, I mean, it is what it is, bro.
I mean, literally rode it to the ground. And are they going to... Ay, Dios mío.
It's almost...
And look at this. On the way down, she's already... Denise O'Sullivan already turning around to the ref like, hey, she just destroyed my ankle.
And so it's just so...
Why are we showing the ref having an entire jogging the entire...
I just want to just... Like, I think the lucky thing here is... That her her leg wasn't fully planted. It was like ready.
No, I think it's Trinity's body weight was on her back leg.
And you
think
that's it, you think it pushed?
No, I think if her body weight is on the front, this could potentially end Denise O'Sullivan's career. If her body weight was on that plant foot, watch. See how her body weight's not on top of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like leaning back. It's almost like she steps on a skateboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
That takes off. If that's not that case, if it was me, Denise O'Sullivan, she's in the ground from the knee up. You know what I mean? With one leg.
So crazy. Yeah, so it's such a bummer. I mean, we all love.
But NWSL, for all the excitement, kind of ended up the way it looked like we were going to, other than Washington Spirit.
I mean, it's just kind of a surprise. I mean, the Spirit went, 2 years ago from winning the NWSL title.
Bro, Trinity Brumman is on $1 million contract.
Yeah, and then to that
new owner. Remember they got the new owner? I can't remember the woman's name.
Michelle Kang. We was Kangs.
Hey, God save the Kang. You know?
So the Spirit have like, you know, they've had an odd couple years from winning the title. They didn't. I don't think they made the playoffs last year.
Ashley Hatch, Trinity Rahman, Ashley Sanchez. Ballers on this team.
They have great, incredible players. So
I think they got to change the logo. That's just me.
Okay, wow, that'll
do. Rebrand is always the answer in American soccer,
right? So. It's a little cheesy. And look at how good Gotham have been since they switched from Sky Blue, bro.
Like, okay, a rebrand, that'll fix it all.
Yeah, bro, gotta go to a new haircut. That's how.
Yo, I didn't know Don Garber was sitting next to you, Christian.
Yeah, yeah. You need to apologize. You just need to switch it up.
Alexis, he's like, no, you good, Christian. You just need a little Botox.
Yeah, bro.
That'll fix it all.
Yo, Christian, I know your family's upset at you. Have you thought about a BBL? If you come in while yeeked up, I don't think they're gonna be that upset at you anymore.
We'll wrap up with this to end up with some stuff. But yeah, we did get to go on the field and honor Ali Krieger. If you watch her speech at the end of the game, we are in the
front center.
We're in the back. We're behind her.
I look like her security.
I mean, look, it is one of those things where it is just so surreal that we get to kind of experience stuff like this.
Again, we went from, you know, her handlers not wanting us to have her on our podcast to...
They didn't hate. They just... She no, was
they
busy.
Just,
she
they
was
were, like, busy. Deflecting any...
Yeah,
any,
yeah,
yeah. It wasn't their fault. Although, we didn't see them there.
We outlasted
look
them.
Look at one. Look at one. Really. And to being invited to their suite. And on the pitch.
Right.
For her going away. And she got to meet Mateo.
This was a really, really special thing for me, for my wife, for the whole Cooligans family, because Ali got to meet my son, and this kid couldn't have been any happier.
And this is not how he reacted to meeting me.
Look at
this smile.
Apologies for the audio listeners, but go to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, check out the YouTube video.
Yeah, right now. And because this kid, I've never...
Join the B4 Lancelot.
Okay.
Subscribe.
Over on our YouTube channel.
But shout out to Ali Krieger. Seriously, an unbelievable career. I'm glad we get to see Gotham.
Christian didn't put up any of the videos of me meeting Ali. That's fine.
Just his other son. Just his favorite son.
I mean, there's a photo. I just put up a photo of you.
Just standing next to the frame. That wasn't...
Where? I don't have any photos of you.
You couldn't pull it off my Instagram. That's fine. That's fine. No, it's all about your son. Wow. I was the first person to put my pants in front of you. And it's like, you completely forgot. You have a kid and you completely forgot.
How times have changed.
Wow.
It's like, bro, it's like...
You forgot where you came from.
Have you pooped for me lately? What have you pooped for me lately?
My favorite part of that story is when my wife's like, don't throw out those sweatpants. I think I can save them.
So shout out to Ali Krieger again. I'm glad we get to see. The
Ali Krieger.
Gotham FC will be facing the North Carolina Courage.
Yes.
At Wake Med Soccer Field, I believe.
6-3.
Yes. I think a good matchup. You know, it's a big opportunity. I think for Gotham, maybe get the win. We'll see on the road. But it's going to be an exciting game. Nonetheless.
My suggestion: don't try to kick out at Denise O'Sullivan. Doesn't matter.
We can just mention the other playoff matchups. It'll be Courage Gotham, and then
Rain versus Angel City.
And that was a wild game. They beat the Thorns 5-1. I
thought it was 4-0.
No, I think. Vegas, I think the final result might have been 5-1, if I'm not mistaken.
5-1, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sidney Leroux with the little bicycle kick.
It was not a bicycle kick. It was like a falling backwards.
Tricycle kick.
I called it the unicycle this morning.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm down for it. But it was still a absolutely incredible feat.
Angel City score 5 goals is crazy.
Yeah, especially where they started the season. Yeah, I don't think they get them the first 10 games.
Wild how things ended up. So I think the playoffs are going to be exciting, to say the least. Let's talk some U.S. men's national team. Because they played their friendly in Connecticut with against Germany.
Yo, in that first half, we had them, bro.
Bro, we were the kings.
Bro.
You guys know that meme had us in the first half.
Yeah,
not
of course.
Lie.
Yo, that was the German. That meme.
Damn, we're not that old. What are we, 85?
What do you feed a stewed piece when the cameras are off?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people just don't know all the memes.
Yeah.
Not an age thing.
Mike, we know all the memes, yeah, though. Yeah. We're the meme guys.
We're kind of.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
We're meme girls.
There it is. That is our new. Talk about a rebrand.
It's the meme girls, buddy.
All right, damn. All right. Lindsay Lohan.
That's why
shit.
You can't sit at this table. And you're at that one.
That's why I got to go.
We the meme girls.
You ain't fetched, dog. That's what I'm trying to say.
My goodness.
Mike, goodness, bro.
Okay, my bad. That was Julian Nagelsmann, though, in the first half.
He's like, it's a series of computers.
Explaining the internet.
All right, Al Gore. You know who Al Gore is, though?
Meanwhile,
trying to save this planet.
I wired the Ethernet in this whole damn place asking me about memes.
And I Googled what to do while someone's wiring the internet.
You know how to build Cat5 cable?
Yeah, dog.
My bad.
You know
my
how
bad.
To get a discount on television?
I will never question your guys' meme knowledge.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that meme, Diablo?
Wow. Okay.
So
I was going to send you some memes, and now I am not, actually. Yeah. I've decided to take back the memes I was going to send.
We are unsharing TikToks with you, dog.
Because this is, anyway, egregious.
The level of disrespect. Crazy.
Anyway,
you ever heard of they had us in the first
bro, we got it. The U.S. last we got to go.
We mean girls, dog.
Can't believe.
Damn near written by a what's your face and what's your face, bro.
Can't believe somebody who started a sentence that way. Anyway.
So, yes, the U.S. almost had us in the first half, not going to lie.
Yes, USA, Germany, we lose three.
It was a rough one because Germany didn't even look like they were really
first
out of second gear.
Well, Germany has been awful the last couple.
Yeah, but new coach.
And that's, you think the new coach bump is not going to be that effective because Germany have been so bad and so poor.
Nah, but this is Julian Nagelsmann, bro. Remember, he got fired because he didn't dress Bayern enough.
He rode a scooter to work.
Yeah, dog, you can't come up here standing up on two wheels, though.
You saw what he was wearing, too?
Yo, it was kind of nice. It was a jacket.
Okay.
It was a shirt jacket.
Right. I put two and two together.
But like, yo, he didn't go tracksuit and he didn't go suit. He said, no.
But it was a talking point. People were like, you know.
Because he's spitting in Bayern's face. You fired me because of my fits.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to wear spandex.
Yeah.
I'm
out here in bike shorts and a hoodie, bro.
Okay.
But I will say this was like a night. Imagine you fire someone because they're like, they're not really the Bayern way. And then they get a job with the national team.
Yeah.
It's a little disrespectful.
But his job is only like for like 6 months or
six
a year.
Months.
Right.
Yeah. This is good. Get your feet wet.
Right, right.
The German national team. Yeah, we're just trying to help you get your groove back, my dude.
But the first half, I think that's where our confidence, where our confidence came from was that Pulisic goal. Because
it wasn't great. Look, overall, our XG was 0.09. That's not a stat you want to see.
Sure,
that just goes to show the opportunity to score. You know, the opportunity of to score, the opportunity to succeed wasn't great. And if you look at it, our back line. Was a little sus. Backline was a little sus.
That's what people are saying. It's the backline.
Well,
the backline. I look, as much as I like Chris Richards, bro, that first goal he was running around in circles.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Richards is also, you know, he's a pretty young. He's a young guy.
I'm not saying this is,
and it is the German national team, so we can't be
okay. So this is the conversation that I had with Charlie and Nico and Susanna this morning. Berhalter said we need to rise to these occasions. These are where we need to sort of prove ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm paraphrasing what he said because I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately. But don't you think to some degree we've proven within CONCACAF we're now the top dog, right? We've beaten Mexico every opportunity we've gotten. Mm-hmm. We've beaten them in finals. That's well and done. We need to prove ourselves against South American and European competition. Germany, in a friendly, on our home turf, it seemed like we should have risen to this occasion just a little more. And I'm not saying we needed to beat Germany. I'm not saying we needed to dominate. But to look as though we belonged for 90 minutes, not 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the tough thing here is no Tyler Adams, right? So you, like Chris Richards.
But shouldn't we be beyond the point of one player completely?
But there's no.
It's not like removing a rim off of an SUV, you know what I mean? Yeah,
but there's no, like, I mean, look at this lineup. I mean, it's not a bad lineup, but I think offensively, this is why we looked good in the first half and we were controlling the game. After, in the second half, when Gio Reyna was out.
Right.
It was a different team. It looked a little bit less.
And I like Luca De La Torre, but that he doesn't provide the same thing.
The same. Yeah, he doesn't necessarily bring the ball forward. He's a good passer, but doesn't bring the ball forward as well as Gio Reyna
does. He is a facilitator, but not at the level of Gio Reyna. His thing.
And so there's no solid.
And I like Luca De La Torre.
Yeah, yeah. There's no solid defensive mid right here in this lineup. So that's why I think the midfield was a little bit kind of lost in. Not lost, but they just like. It was a tale of two halves or whatever. But the thing here is. So it's like blaming the center backs specifically. It's. Look at how Leroy Sané played. Look at Jamal Musiala, the way they played. They were unreal. They were just...
Leroy Sané, he was the player that looked, okay, there's just a difference in level between the German team.
There's also a guy named Gundogan who looked like the best player on Manchester City, the Monstars. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes, I get that we're playing an insane level of competition. There's also a guy on that team named Fulkrug. You know what I mean?
Fulkrug, I was upset at Fulkrug. I was like, bro, he's like, your name, it's like, it gets... I hate saying it because it's a little hard.
You missing a vowel, my G. I don't care.
It sounds like fulcrum, you know, a little bit. And so I'm just like, I want to say
fulcrum. The umla don't even help, dog.
So without due respect, because you're a good player and everything, I'm just like, man, it's also a little bit of like, where you came from?
Yeah, don't nobody know you, dog.
Where he play?
Dortmund. He's Dortmund.
He plays for BVB.
But he's like fairly, he hasn't been there a long time.
No, this is his first season. He Stuttgart. Was at Stuttgart, right?
Stuttgart.
Yeah, I believe it was Stuttgart. So it's a little bit.
No, he was at Werder Bremen,
Bremen, one of those smaller.
And Hannover 69, dog.
Man, he's 30 years old.
It says 96. I just thought it was funny to say 69.
He's 30 years old. Yo, you go back to a 30-year-old can't be doing that.
2013, 2014. You know where my guy was playing on loan? A team named Grutha Firth.
Okay.
Bro.
I'm like, is this racism? I don't know.
I don't know. But I just spit all over this mic trying to say your last name and this team name.
I'm just upset. We're trying to...
Bro, his first name is also missing a vowel. It's Nicholas. We're Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Not Nicholas.
I mean, look, though, they say...
That's how I'm going to pronounce it. You got to have an extra vowel in there, dog. Look, we're just mad because you bodied us, bro.
Okay.
You're clearly a very good player.
With all due respect, to all the clubs also that you played for.
Yeah, you scored 46 goals to Werder Bremen, bro. We shouldn't really be talking down on you.
That could have been Jordan Morris.
Yeah, but damn, if it wasn't for that damn dog.
We haven't let go of things.
We have not let go,
as you can tell.
We believed in you.
Okay, Tyra.
This got nothing to do with you, fulcrum.
So, look.
Inner feelings being let go. It's good.
Yeah, we really released a lot.
We want to get beat by the, like, you know, Zlatans and the Messis.
Or, like, yo, if Leroy Sané in the 83rd minute cut through the entire squad and scored a worldie, we would have been like, oh,
Of course. That's what he does.
That's what you do. But not Nick Fulcrum with acres of space and no vowel.
I think they were just like, I think Berhalter saw this name on the team sheet and
I was like, bro, we ain't going to worry about it.
This is not a person we need to even pay attention to.
This must be a charity. For my guy.
Okay. No, but he is just a 30-year-old man cooking some of these.
cooking. You know, the defender. Lie, looking like a construction worker, bro. My guy's build is not professional football.
Bro, he's just getting roasted.
Yo, I'm going to be honest. Yo, my guy's build isn't exactly what you think of a world star striker, but he plays that way.
I want to make sure, Mike, just make sure you make a note to clip this because this happens all the time. Alexis comments on the body types of footballers, and people are like, hey, hold on, this man should not be talking.
Huge surprise.
Everybody in the comments, this is your opportunity to talk about Alexis's body.
Also, I know you were already typing regardless of what clip we put up. But now you have a reason.
Beat you to it.
Yeah.
So,
here's the bit. You could say I ate the vowel in his last name. That's why it's not there.
There it is.
It's a good bit.
This should be a new segment.
We punch up.
We write the comments for you.
Or we punch up the comments.
That's a good segment.
Okay.
This is what
you should comment under this video.
We'll punch up your comments too. If you put some trash comments, we'll show you how to be funny.
Okay. We all take offense.
Honestly, y'all really suck at it.
We're just trying to help.
For a lot of you, it's the only time you've ever posted on anything. Clearly, you created a burner. And at least make it a good one.
Yeah. Why? Don't waste your burner on us.
No, ill dog.
You're like KD out here. Just terrible burner account.
So where do you guys find the ghoul photos for your emojis? So weird.
Anyway.
Weird group of people.
Look, overall, just a good start. Again, I think a good first half. I think that Pulisic goal is something that could build confidence for the future of the
Pulisic
is
clearly in form. We got no questions when it comes to Pulisic.
Look sharp. But
that back line, though, we got one guy in there who's 39 years old. You know what I mean? Like, we got some questions. Yes. It made me not angry, but it made me have to turn the TV off and want to chill.
I mean, look, I'm not upset. I think
you didn't hear what I said. I said it made me want to chill.
Yes, but I still want to talk about Tim Ream, and I don't want to, like, roast him necessarily. I think that
the reason for saying his age is he's not going to be the starter at the World Cup.
No, I don't think so.
So now we've got even more questions in the back line.
Okay. I mean, that's where Walker Zimmerman steps in. But then also, look, Serginho Dest, I still have a couple questions defensively about Serginho Dest. I'm just putting it out there. That's all.
You're not the first person to say it, and you won't be the last, and I will back you on that.
Okay. Well, look, we all need to chill after that game.
Ah.
Fulkrug, he needs to chill more than anyone.
Bro,
though.
I wish Fulkrug had a blue mountain on his forehead.
Okay.
So I knew he was chill, dog.
So that's what we know. He's ready to be defended against. Yes. Okay. So look, obviously, you know, all these the friendlies. Germany's playing Mexico, right? Well, I'm curious how that's going to go as well.
This is the fall. We get this extra footy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm. This is the best time to just sit at home, you know, and crack open an ice cold Coors Light. And, you know, right? It's cold enough to watch some incredible footy because this is the mountains are right there, right on the can or the bottle.
And bro, you don't know what to get your lady or your significant other for Christmas. None of us do.
Okay. Huh? We've gotten it wrong every year.
We're always wrong. But you know what? Coors Light ain't wrong because they put the little blue mountain on there. And when it's blue, you know it's chill, so you know it's good.
Exactly. So
but when my wife opens the gift, I got her and she's like, bro, is this a tape measure? And I'm like, I panic, bro.
I thought.
And please don't use it. Because you'll be less impressed.
Okay, believe me.
I scratched the 4 off and put an 8.
Anyway, Coors Light is the one
what y'all wanted, Coors?
Coors Light is the one we choose when we need to unwind. We're clearly unwinding right now. We're unraveling, really.
Yeah, I think that's a better.
So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right, let's get to it. Let's invite Jake Barford, B-Ford Lancer, to talk about, you know, we have to talk about EAFC. We have to talk about his trials, his life, his youth, like literally traversing the world. And
use a lot of words. I don't know.
I like because I think he's just a great example of how this sport, I think, it's changed our lives. And it's clearly changed his life and his 1.6 million B-Ford Lancelots.
Yeah.
Who we've named.
Again, I think he can go down to 1.5 and give us 100.
as long as we get a percentage of the merch for the B-Ford Lancelots, I'm cool, bro.
How about this? How about we just muscle him out of 10% of his business?
So let's chat with Jake Barford.
4th of July savings are happening now at the Home Depot. So get ready to go big with backyard barbecues for all your friends and family. Level up with the Next Grill 4-burner propane gas grill, now $199 from the Home Depot. Its extra large cooking surface is perfect for supersized entertaining. Take your grilling to the next level with 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Jake Bromford is here. Oh, my God.
Let's go. B-Ford Lancer.
We're a couple B-Ford Lancelots.
Let's go. Okay. Love it. That's the new name for the followers, I guess. I love it.
Okay. We've just joined Jake's marketing team.
It's a pyramid scheme, and we're all at the top, right?
But no, man. B-Ford Lancer, Jake Bromford, thank you so much for joining us,
yes,
man.
Sir.
This is really, really dope. Yeah, look, I mean, it's we have the YouTube pulled up on screen. This is like...
You're killing it, dude.
You're absolutely thank crushing you. It.
Let's go. American Eagle.
Yeah, dude.
I love the bald eagle. Let's go. Okay.
You're from the Midwest.
Is that rare? Is that rare to get?
It's hard to get it.
Highest woman compliments. Let's go.
But you are, look, I mean, 1.6 million subscribers on YouTube. Obviously, I think for the layman, they just see like, oh, well, this guy's popular. But I think for content creators that are not quite at the same YouTube sort of level, but we just know the amount of work to get to a place like that is absolutely insane. So let's reveal behind the scenes. It's like, just talk about how hard it is to get to that point. How long have you been doing this and doing content creation around soccer/football?
Yeah, it's a grind, as all the creators know. I've been doing it since I was about 17 years old. I'm 26 now. So almost 10 years, which is crazy to think about. Over 2,000 videos. It's been a grind. It's been a fun journey. I've got to, you know, travel the world, do a ton of cool experiences I've got to go on. So
we're top of the list, obviously.
Cooligans, baby. Yeah. Check it off. Let's go.
Come on.
But yeah, go for it.
I was going to say, what was the moment where, because I know for Cooligans, it was like, for us, like maybe it was like people yelling, yo, Cooligans for the first time. We're like, oh, wow. What was the moment where you think it like took off, where you were like, I did this one thing and not, next thing I know, I've reached this level that I didn't expect?
Oh, well, I mean, a million subscribers is kind of like what I've always been
working
towards.
Yeah, but that didn't
just happen. It didn't just happen.
You didn't wake up and be like, where did these other 900
come from? I mean, obviously not. That was like 6 years. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like I was grinding this out through college, like 4 years of college, just like in my dorm room, you know, and just playing FIFA. And once I graduated, that's when everything kind of started to pop off, when I could really put all of my time into like, you know, making the best content possible. Whereas before I was, you know, I was a student and then like a part-time creator. Once I took it full-time, it's like, that's when it took off. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you start to get recognized every now and then, and you really start to like, you get those messages, you know, where you're actually, you are making positive impacts on people's lives. And, but I mean, a million subscribers was like, that was the point where it's like all of this, you know, that I'd been grinding towards finally paid off. And I hit that milestone when I was at the Champions League final in 2021.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Okay. 2022. Yeah.
And that was, you're a Chelsea guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that very look how nice. What's up that?
No. Sorry. 22. That was not. That was
okay. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. That was Real Madrid. My bad. No.
I was gonna say how unfortunate.
Yeah.
But you talk about asking him about being recognized. We hung out with you at MLS All Star in DC.
Yeah.
And you know, some people do recognize us as well.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, but it's usually like a 45-year-old youth soccer coach.
Yeah. It was like, hey, you make me laugh on the way. Way to visit my parole officer. I'm like, good.
That's our target audience.
We got two different audiences here. We're on like the opposite ends of the spectrum, really.
Because for you, it was just like...
It's a nine-year-old.
A bright-year-old. Bright.
Like, I can't live without you.
Exactly. They're more likely to come up and say hello and ask for a picture as opposed to the person who's just out of prison.
They usually don't have parole officers. So
that's a nine-year-old I want to know. Yeah. But I don't know your personal... Do you have a significant other?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. At first, was it weird when you were like, you know, putting the Riz on child comes up to you?
No, we've been...
I know who you are. And you're like, I don't know this kid.
Yeah. Luckily, I haven't had to deal with that. We've been dating since I was, you know, kind of first starting.
Oh, so, there you go. Very cool.
So she's been with me through the
journey. So she understands.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no.
You're not like, what's up? Who are you? A child comes up to you. I know
Like, that would be a very awkward situation. Yeah, I haven't had to deal with that.
That's not what he looks like. I swear.
He's not mine. No.
I do not know this child.
Dad?
No.
You're not getting a second date after that one, I don't think.
No.
You are wearing an FC Cincinnati jersey. Congratulations to FC Cincinnati winning the Supporter Shield. I mean, it's a nice it's nice to have the Supporter Shield, but the other MLS seasons were brutal.
In fact, you started working out with them, right? You were a cameraman for them.
Yeah. So since almost the first year of the club's existence, you know, I was running the cameras back when they're in the USL. So I've got to like be a part of the journey. And obviously now we're celebrating, but there's been some bad years.
There was some rough spots. Yeah. I was going to say, as soon as you left the club, all of a sudden, showed up.
I know, right when I leave the city, right? I moved to New York and they're in first place. So it must have been me. I don't know.
It was you. Yeah.
But can you talk a little bit, especially having been a fan and then working there and then to winning Supporter Shield? What is, I don't know, the sense of pride to see the team play so well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, growing up in the city, right? And then, you know, you hear rumblings of the city wanting to start a team, and then they do. And then the first match, you know, there was like 20,000 or, you know, around that for the first game in the second division.
Yeah.
And that sort of caught people's eyes. And then, you know, we made a run in the U.S. Open Cup, which was amazing, where we beat Chicago Fire. Bastian Schweinsteiger made it all the way to the semis. You know, we hosted Crystal Palace in front of 35,000 fans, and that's when I think MLS was like, "Yeah, we need to need to get this team involved, right?" So, yeah, being along there as a part of the team, as a fan now more days, which I enjoy. You know, I enjoyed working for the team, but it's a lot more fun, I think, being a fan now.
Sure, there's probably more money at 1.6 million followers than you are being a cameraman for USL.
This was a pretty cool thing because you were featured in one of the matches, before kickoff. What is this process called?
Yeah, so they just started it this year, a new tradition where they have someone come out on the pitch right before the players come on the field and they pull a sword in front of the Bailey, which is our supporter group. And there's no feeling like that.
Dude,
that was unreal.
This is so badass. Like pulling the sword out of the stone riling up all the fans and stuff. But the fight.
How bad did you want to swing it at some point?
Oh my God.
Just like an ad board or something.
It was straight adrenaline, man. As soon as I pulled that out, you have 20,000 plus fans all there surrounding you, and you're like the center of attention.
This feels like you're going to be the last person to do this, because here's what I see from a litigious standpoint.
Oh,
is a man has a sword and is walking towards a group of people. This is what I see. Look at this. You're really about
it's
to go
It's a real sword,
stand.
Too. That is a real sword.
It's heavy. Is it dense?
It's heavy. It's a real sword. It's just not as sharp as a real sword, but it is a sword that the club got forged. You know, it is
forged.
They got a blacksmith.
Yes, so FC Cincinnati has a blacksmith on hand.
Dude, the Midwest is wild. Bro.
Don't mess with Ohio, man. Don't mess with Ohio.
I heard Lucho nailed the final hammer. Yeah, so
Lucho's wearing one of those leather overalls. It's got the welding thing on.
No, it's so badass. But this was interesting too, because I saw you went back and forth on Twitter with somebody. That was like kind of like, who is kind of, I don't know what they said, I'm paraphrasing, but it was just like, who is this guy? Why is he doing this or whatever?
Yeah.
And it was awesome. The clapback was just like, yo, I'm literally a day one. I also worked with the team, so it must feel nice to be
another one of these. Also, one for the sword. Let's go. One for the blacksmith.
Can I do it?
Yeah, there it is, dude.
That must feel good to have the receipts.
I mean, listen, you know, they introduced me as like a YouTube personality, so I understand. Nowadays, you hear like YouTube star, and everyone has their own like opinions on people.
Is this
guy
gonna come out and fight KSI?
Right? Like, I Show Speed. I'm sure you're familiar. He's from Cincinnati too. So
is
everyone
he?
Out there,
oh,
yeah,
I
he's
know
from
that.
Cincinnati.
I know that.
Yeah, so everyone has their opinions there, and
you two are very similar as well.
Come on, man. Please don't. I don't. Oh, really? I was gonna say,
we're being playful. No, you're gonna be wildly different.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, but I had to. You know, I had to clap back.
Yeah,
like you said, like this is my team. It's my city.
Especially
I work for
them. It's like offending your fan status when you've been there since the beginning.
Right.
yeah, you got to respond to that. Yeah. I normally am like, don't respond, but I'm like, nah, that one.
I ended up going on his podcast too last week, and
that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You guys showed up to his house. Yeah, planning for, yeah. Show for the podcast.
Bro. I would show up with the sword.
Yeah, say it. Say it again.
Say it to my face now.
Yeah. Just me in the background taking notes. Like, all right, dude.
Why are you sharpening it?
Oh God. Love it.
No, that's it's remarkable. No, it's really really cool to see, because the especially when you say like, oh, YouTuber, having that sort of moniker brand attached to you, it sort of implies this
a lack of seriousness.
Yeah, it's just an unserious person.
Yep.
But I mean, you know, we've worked and come across so many people, especially involved in either playing FIFA, EAFC, or whatever.
I mean, a mutual friend, Mike LaBelle.
Yeah,
we've seen firsthand how hard this man works.
I literally say, Mike, I tell Mike, I'm like, bro, how do you play FIFA 9 hours a day?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what it takes. And so it's like, I mean, it's like delusional. It's like insane. But the commitment.
You have to believe in yourself.
You have to believe.
Yes. And lack a strong sense of self-awareness.
Right. Because I'm pretty
just
good.
Just to start.
We're going to play FIFA later.
No.
Like, I'm.
No, we're not. We're going to play EAFC.
Okay, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Get it right.
We'll get there.
Don't ruin this man's bag. Yeah.
EAFC 24. Download it today.
Yeah. You should have called it EA Soccer. You really should have.
Okay. Well,
would have really upset the
Do we want to have that debate right now? I don't think we want to do that.
It would have upset the Europeans. Yeah. And I would have enjoyed it.
So I'm pretty good at the game. And I play, enough to be fairly decent at it. When I play against, like, the pro gamers, I get my ass handed to me, which is how it should be. But I'm pretty good.
Okay.
But the fact that I'm so good, it doesn't make me proud of myself that I'm so good at the game. I feel like I've invested a lot of time.
Right. Meanwhile, there's a hungry baby next to you.
I have a six-month-old at home. I shouldn't be this good at FIFA.
Why are all the formula bottles still filled?
Yeah, is there an age where, like, you have to set the controller down for a bit and stop playing, right?
I mean, it seems like that age is sliding lower and lower and lower, though, is it not?
You think so?
You don't think so? It's getting younger and younger and younger to compete against?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah, to be, like, compete at a professional level? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Right? Wow. As far as when, your dedication to the game and getting as good as possible, when you get to...
Well, I'm not, like, amazing at the game, for starters. Like, I'm not a pro player. I just make, fun and entertaining content.
Yeah, yeah,
if you want to be a pro, you genuinely have to put in, like, 10 plus hours a day of actually playing and perfecting like every little move and learning the meta of the game, which personally I don't enjoy. I just like having fun and
you're just like, let's unpack some players.
That's it, right?
I want to get into that nitty gritty because I do consume some of that content. So when it comes to you did the $1,000.
Yeah, I put $1,000 in.
You put $1,000 into the game and unpacked packs and just to see what you could get. When you do something like that, is it? I mean, I've unpacked cards and watched the animation. I mean, it can get. You sort of like lose your mind.
Yeah. I lost my mind.
Yeah. I was going to say you're really good at that.
So I decided one Saturday when the game came out, I was going to sit in my apartment all day and open packs, $1,000 worth. And I sort of just did a video where I documented the whole experience. And it took me about like 12 hours. I sat there from about 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. and... pack after pack after pack after pack. And in 99% of them, you don't get anything good.
Yeah.
And you open them for that one moment where you get a big player. And
who was the biggest player you got?
Of course.
And you didn't get Messi.
No, I didn't get Messi. Right, I didn't get Ronaldo. Yeah. I didn't get...
If it's Nicholas Fulcrug, I'm shutting this whole thing down.
I probably got him somewhere along the way, to be honest.
12 times.
Shutting this whole thing down.
Yeah. But within the last, like... I'm not even joking. $20 of the money that I spent, I packed Zinedine Zidane, which is like one of the best in the game.
Icons, yeah.
Zizou.
Yeah. But
it ended up being worth it, but...
Look, I don't know. I assume it's random. I mean, I don't know. I see some of the influencers and I'm like, yo, how you got him already? It's 2 weeks into the game.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I was ready to rage because it was the last sort of $20 that I was opening and I didn't get really anyone good. So I'm like, I just wasted $1,000 here. And like some people spend their birthday money on this, right? Yeah. They get their Christmas money and they save up and That's a whole conversation to be had about that whole pack system.
I think Jake is right. When you think you've spent too much money on the game, keep going.
No, Jake, I don't advise that. Please. I don't Jake advise made a good that. Point.
You're really close to Zinedine Zidane.
Don't spend your birthday money, kids. Please don't do that. Don't do what I did. I put like a little advisory at the end, like, don't do this.
Please don't do this.
Do not do this.
This is for your entertainment. Yes, this is right? not advice.
I've been playing Ultimate Team for. I played FIFA for a long time, but I never played Ultimate Team. I just never clicked on it. Didn't really think anything of it. It seemed complicated or whatever. But I've been playing for the last 4 years. And the last 4 years, the best player that I've genuinely packed is Neymar. And that was 3 years ago.
How much money have you invested into it?
So I don't put any money.
Okay, that's good then. That's just good.
Yeah, yeah. He tries
to do it through the challenge.
Yeah. And it's like, might as well spend the money, right? Because the amount of labor that I am.
There's some 12-year-old listening right now going, broke boy. Dude, next you dropping a rat, dog.
So I mean, look, that when you buy the game, they give you some FIFA points
if you buy the like expensive version of the game. Yeah, right.
So it's like I do that just to get to play the game a little early and stuff like that. But yeah, I just try to like. I have as much like fun as possible, but this is what I think is happening. I think year after year from FIFA to EAFC, they make the game a little less like where you don't need the best players to actually compete in a game. So now I'm like winning some matches. I don't have the best. I'll show you my team in a little bit. It's okay. Yeah. I got Ederson.
Not bad.
88,
heard of him.
Bro.
I heard of him.
Okay. So, and it's like, I never could back Ederson.
Goalkeeper.
I got Odegaard.
Hey, all right. Now you should have said that first.
I'm doing all right. So,
how about this? Would it have been a more successful video had you not packed somebody good?
So the title helped to put Zidane, on the thumbnail. So you get some people in there, but probably not, to be honest. I don't know. I could have made it work.
If
but,
you would like wasted $1,000,
yeah,
I don't.
I was prepared to just like, I was prepared.
I don't know if I have the clip. Yeah, but you when you pack Zidane,
I mean, you because
I've been sitting there for 12 hours, man. Come on,
that's actually the best thing he could have said because now it's like the reaction's real.
Yeah. It's just like a prisoner who's been in jail for 30 years and just released.
If you watch the full video, you show my lead up and I'm sitting there just miserable, and then you see the moment when I pack the player and. If you click the YouTube link, that might be easier. You have to skip to it, but all right. So look at me.
Oh my God, bro.
I am miserable.
You look like it's midnight,
you look like
man.
You've been up for a week and a half.
Yeah, I have been. Yo, you look horrible. You don't even look like you're entertaining this video anymore. You're just like
no.
Like,
I was like ready to go to sleep, man.
$968 is left. Look at his reaction.
Let me put the
is
audio.
Is this reaction I got a good player, or is this reaction you just saved my video?
Both. More just like I can sleep.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it's crashed down.
Dude, your eyes are bloodshot.
No, that is, now that I think about it, yeah, that reaction is like, I can go to sleep now. Yeah. Like it's 1:19 in the morning there.
Man is in tears.
People who play the game know that's like, that's crazy. Like, I know some of my friends who, are FIFA creators, and they've spent probably upwards of $10,000 and not even packed a player that good. Like, that was a good feeling. That's why I like to stick to the offline games more so. Like, I play career mode. I like to, be the manager, set up situations there. I prefer that over Ultimate Team more so.
Okay. That's so cool.
All right. Well, Ultimate Team is too addictive. I can't stop playing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what else.
I only play the games online versus other people.
Yeah, just
super
off.
Random.
Yeah, I do. I do Ultimate Team and I do an online season. I always try to do finish an online season with NYCFC, Everton, and now I've added Gotham FC. So I've been trying to do that, and it's been fun too. What have your experiences been with now that women are in Ultimate Team? Because this has been the first few days. Yeah. People unpacking women. Everybody's just like, women, what? Yeah. I've never seen a woman before. What is this? But the fact that women are in the game now, it's I'm playing in Ultimate Team. I'm like, yo, they are. It's great. It's just like an unexpected. The players are proportionally as good as the men, right?
Yeah.
So they're proportionally as good. Like a great. A player in women's soccer would still also be great in Ultimate Team. So it doesn't really make that much of a difference. But sort of the experience around it, to me, it's so much more inclusive, and it feels better to be a part of a game that is like the community is just expanding.
Well, like a good baller is a good baller, regardless of whether they have a ponytail in the game or not.
I have a hot take that women being in Ultimate Team is, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, is the biggest thing to happen to women's football
I would agree with that. Let me back myself up.
Well, because, elaborate on that because that's an interesting take.
Because so for me, and I'm assuming a lot of other Americans and just, you know, fans all over the world got into the sport through playing Ultimate Team. So for me, I didn't learn players from the Serie A, from the Bundesliga, from the Premier League by watching those leagues. I learned them by playing FIFA and playing Ultimate Team. So now you're going to have all these kids growing up, not only learning all of the, you know, men footballers and learning who they play for and their, you know, their nationality, and they're going to learn all of the female footballers as well.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a huge like thing for women's football that I don't think a lot of people realize how massive it is.
Like in a group chat right now going like, you can't win with Fulkrug. You need Sam Kerr.
Yeah.
And that's a proper...
Can we look up his rating? What's his rating?
This is a great question.
All right. Yeah, let's look it up. Nick,
is there like a website for this?
You just look up his FC24 rating. I want to say he's like...
He's an 80 overall.
Oh, okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty good. It's all right.
I mean...
He's really slow.
Yeah, he's wild slow. I saw that in action. And he's got 3-star skill moves.
He's not even a rare card. He's just a common.
Have you seen the U.S. ratings, the men's?
No.
He would be like the second best player on our national team. In terms of FC24.
Yeah, we have a couple silver.
But there's an anti-American bias.
I think there is.
We all know this.
Look up Sam Kerr's real quick.
Okay.
He's like a 90.
No, she's like one of the best players in the game.
Yeah, she's like the best female player.
Is there a search something here?
You could just go back.
If you want to go to my website that I have where you can find all the players, we can do that, you know?
Oh, well, what website would that be?
It's careermodestars.com.
One more time?
Careermodestars.com.
Wow.
Whoa, okay.
She's a 90 overall. By the way.
Wait, we don't have the female players on our site yet, I don't think.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're not in career mode. They're not in career mode. This is a career mode site. Damn, I just got exposed.
It is called career mode. So yeah. Beautiful website, by the way.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah. Shout out to... Yeah.
It's a project I've been working on. I didn't even know this would come up, but I had to throw it in there.
No, of course.
Yeah.
You can look up all the ratings. Can you talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, so, I mean, I started, like, career mode's how I got my start on YouTube. So this is just a website where you can go and find any player you want to sign in career mode. It shows their value. It shows their potential, which if you play career mode, you would know, like, Haaland's potential is 94. So he starts at 91, but you can upgrade him to 94 if you play with him. So, yeah, build your career mode team on here. So,
all right.
Really cool.
Dope. Very cool, man. All right. I just wanted to go back. I forgot. Look at where we paused the video.
Yeah, this looks like a different website.
Okay.
And also, you look shocked at what he's seeing.
That's the YouTube life, man. You gotta get people to click.
We talk about thumbnails all the time. We're like, do a stupid face, Alexis, so people get into this.
And I'm like, every face I'm making stupid.
Dude, I was in my living room this morning with the tripod set up, just...
Not a mouth agape on YouTube thumbnail.
Did you see Mr.
Also, see how bright you are on that? That draws you in.
Mr. Beast. Well, Mr. Beast said that thumbnails with your mouth closed do better than with your mouth open. Did you hear that?
Man, I honestly hate this stuff, man. It's just like all these little details.
You're
like,
not a Mr. Beastite.
I was for like 2 years, and then I'm like, I got tired of it. I'm like, I just want to make fun content, man. I'm like, I don't.
You unlocked your parents from the chair you had them in the video you were making. And you're like, I can't keep making videos like this, man.
Yeah, it gets a lot, man. When you've done 2,000 of them, it starts to wear on you a bit.
Like, nah, dude.
I think he just hit a crazy number of subscribers.
He did. Yeah, he just hit 200 million.
200 million. And he said he has like another 2 decades left.
Yeah, he's crazy. That guy's, I mean, props to him. Like, he is so smart. He
active.
He's always working. Makes, you know, good videos. Yeah, crazy videos. Yeah, good. Yeah. He's the ultimate YouTuber. Yeah.
Well, make sure you watch our video with Jake where we blow up a PS5.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Wait, what are we doing? This dog.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're Mr. Beast. Let us beast a little bit.
Jake, thank you so much for joining us, man. This has been super cool. A reminder, on YouTube, you can watch. We're going to be playing FIFA and doing some stuff there. So make sure that'll be in the description or whatever. But I feel like, I think we we've done a good job at promoting all your incredible work, but you want to let people know just what they should, where they should follow you and anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I mean, B-Ford Lancer's the YouTube, got Instagram, TikTok, but YouTube's kind of the one where I feel like I'm most active on. Trying to do some different types of content lately outside of just playing FIFA. So,
on the pitch is dope too. You get to see you in your own.
You know what?
More lifestyle, man.
And I have to apologize because we're not even subscribers.
Well, no, this
Yo,
is
I'm out.
No,
this is
this is just the podcast.
I had to click it there so everybody could see it there. Jake, thank you so much for joining
us.
As always, make sure you follow us, subscribe to us at Soccer Cooligans, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever the hell you want to call it.
And if you're here because of him, toss us a bone. Hit the subscribe button.
Okay, tell your fans.
Come on, Lancelot.
do the right thing. Everybody, swords in the sky, everybody. But we'll be back on Thursday. And obviously, MLS Decision Day is coming up this weekend. So we're going to be obviously previewing that and talking a lot about that. And we got to get to... I guess on Thursday we'll talk about Tonali and the betting
stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lot to go over.
I bet we'll talk about it.
Okay. Sponsored by DraftKings.
Not you, Tonali.
Not you, bro. You can't. Don't download the app, Tonali. You're not allowed.
They mess you up already.
All right. We'll see you on Thursday, everybody. Peace.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.